idea is fundamental. If possible, listen to learn, see what the Rishonim say, look inside, read together, and see what they say. That's the Rishonim speak for themselves. Why does it have to give them shackles? So we have here, we have to look at today, we have to look at a Gemara, and a Rashi, and a Tosfos, and a Ran, and a Rajba, and a Ra'o, and an anonymous Rishon who defends the Rajba. So we assume it's the Rajba himself. Probably the Rashba. Everyone have the thing? Just to give you a little bit of a basic lesson. Everyone have it? Copy? No? The middle, the Rishon speak for himself. Why does it have to give him shackles? So we have here, we have to look at today, we have to look at a Gemara, and a Rashi, and a Tosfos, and a Ran, and a Rajba, and a Ra'o, and an anonymous Rishon who defends the Rajba. So we assume it's the Rajba himself. Probably the Rashba. Everyone have the thing? Just to give you a little bit of a basic lesson. Everyone have it? Copy? No? The middle, the big print is called the Torah Tobias. That's the Rashba wrote, that's for sure. Then on the right side, the inside, is the Berek Tobias, which is written by the Ra'och. On the left side is the Mishmeret Habayis, which is written officially anonymously. The author of Mishmeret Habayis says that, you know, he saw that there's a... If you look at the page one, I don't even have it here. Thank you for bringing it. Here it is. Torah Habayis, very nice. Beautiful. Oh! That's all of the Mishmeret Habayis, the classic. He has the Berek Habayis, says as follows. For Nodu Chachmei Adoros, Lassus Chiburim, Ishish Tepiyash HaYishkolov, The book he got was called Torah Tobias, and he called it Chibur Berek Habayis. He writes a little poem too. Okay, very nice. Then comes the Mishmar, there's another poem. Everyone has a poem over here. It's great. Timre Shefer. Omar Akose says, goes back to Avoseinu, they always were careful to teach the Torah, and to know exactly everything that he should be right. Says, it's all sickle poetic here. That's how it always used to be, that everyone would just reveal the Shem Shemayim completely to know exactly what the truth was. The Asan is Kalkala Ashura. What do you mean it's Kalkala Ashura? Things have gotten out of hand. The Yapshu Ksat Anoshim Lital Atorah. There's a poem. People want to, put on the crown. Will the Kabbalah and the other Tsar Ashura? Make money out of the rabbinate. They get paid. He El Beit Milchamto Milchama Yatu Kardam et HaTorah Kardam Lachrobo Uvitzinotam Uvitzinotam Choshvul Adiyach Zivri Emes Yisub Zulotam. And because of their hatred or their jealousy, they wanted to push aside true words which others had founded. But these critics didn't really fully understand what they were criticizing. That's we just read that in Lesson 5, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Maybe it's for North. And he goes on and goes on, the poem goes forever. Yeah? He says, second. I'm leaving most of it out. But you will see soon when it comes. There Yomim Chubar Sefer B'Yisra V'Heter Eskua Shekoro B'Chabro Torah Tabai. There was a book which is written, and the author called it, let's say what the author is, called the Torah Tabai. Ukvod Man Rav, not shoot varam Arvu Yami Safon Umi Umayim Ramallah Sadaya. That was fine and dandy. At Omar Echad Velo Masha Berucho Velo Chashash Lakimcho, which means he couldn't hold himself in and he wasn't careful with his flour. That means he wasn't so careful about what's right, what's wrong. His Nasav Alabai surrounded the house. The Yerah Bechiko, and it was sweet to his palate. Litzvos Olaf, we hold on, latch on to him. Kitzuf Vaman, was as sweet as honey and as mun. Below Vashash, he wasn't afraid, he yield up to the borough. The snake will cock him leg through Rishta Ashratama, but he was, trapped him in a certain net. The Hinani Balishmar Mishnera Tabayin. I'm coming to protect the Mishnera Tabayin, the Torah Tabayin. I came to Rosh Hashem and said to the Shnera Tabayim. Vashe lo tichra kol berach tishava kol loshem. Yes. Ashe hu vishon hu achron yiyah empi v'gadol yiyah kovar abayet hazeh ha'achron min ha'rishon. Again, quote the quote. So the last line gave the Chokrim a hint that the Yifati author was none other than the Rashba. Otherwise, how would anyone else say that his work is greater than the Doros Abayim, especially such a big chassid of the Rashba. Everything's old Rashba is always right. So that was the hint that the Rashba himself wrote. But apparently it was part of the PC in those days. If you write a sefer to defend your own sefer against someone else's critique, you did it anonymously, I guess. So that's why it was done in this fashion. All right, that's just the introduction of the page at the very beginning. Okay, so we'll be seeing these thoughts they thought, and then we'll just comment a little bit on what they have to say. So we'll try to go very slowly and figure out if you have any questions, just raise your hand. Yes. Okay. I'll start with a joke. We learned Sachem last time, so now it's a quarterly, of course, an advanced year. But for many years, I saw what they called then a first year shiur. So the first year shiur, I had a different pedagogy, because they teach a different age, Talmidim. They always called themselves to read the Gemara. Every day, I didn't read the Gemara, I always called themselves to read the Gemara. So I once called on someone to read this Gemara, and he wasn't prepared. And that was a classical line which we, the whole year went like with this line. And he said, oh, to read it, stop the two dots, and I'm laughing up. Omer Rav Kadeiro. Invented a new Amora. We spent the whole year making fun of that poor fellow. I mean, it was already. So that's the mice that really happened, honest to goodness. 15 years ago, though, so. No, that's before I made time. I'm Rav Silas, all right, I guess he's cousin, I'm Rav Kadeiros. All right. Omar Rav, Kadeiros, the Pesach Ishaveiru. Rabosa. If you have a pot, an earthenware pot of paste, you have to break it. Says Rashi. Rav Lutamei, the Omar Chomet, Af, Achav, Mano, Osavah, Noach, Rav Yehuda. We learned before. You build a building once that was based on the next previous step. We read Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. We explained that Yos Chomet, Sha'av, Lava, Pesach, Osavah, Noach. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, we learned. V'yisle, the Mashu. We also learned the second step that Rav learned the Chomet, the Pesach, even Lachas, Mano, Femino, the Mashu. Then Rashi had the third step. Because sovereign knows in time left gamma also. Whoa. What's this knows in time left gamma? We introduced the end of the shiur yesterday. I don't know if you all caught what I was talking about. Knows in time left gamma is a negative taste. A negative taste is permissible. We'll see in the Rashi, back in the source for this dip. The Rashi's bonds, gavals. Why must you break the pot? Wait a little bit. And we learn in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that a eino van yomo, a pot which has been dormant for 24 hours, the taste becomes stale and negative. And we have the head of North Town of Gam. So why don't you break the pot? He's used it 24 hours later. Says Rashi, no problem. Rav holds North and Town of Gam is usher. Okay? So this Rav has three assumptions. Three. Like Rabbi Yehuda. That Chomet and Pesach is a mashu. And North and Town of Gam is usher. Says Rashi. Well, that's simple to come and say. We don't break our pots every year. I assume in your house you don't break the pots before Pesach every year. We trade time. We put him away. Sorry. Two reasons. Chodah. The Uki Rava Yilchosav the Tarovas Viachas Mano Mut Kerab Shimon. The High Pachas Mitarovas. Number one. Rava like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chama Chalafetz was Doraisa. We pass this only the Rabbanan Agav Shimon. It's only a knas, and only a knas if it's really considered ben, as opposed to when it's bottled to shishim. It's certainly less. In this kind of a situation, it's not even ben at all. Less than Taru versus Rashi. V.O. Second reason. V.O. Let me refine the previous statement. We already saw Rashi before when he said the few Rava. Rava, Oki Rava, Ilkso de Tarovas, Zachas Manam, Mutzaker of Shimon, by Pachas Mitarovas. We already saw before that Shalovas Manam, Mimimimim, and Shalovina Mutta, the Rashi in the first narrow line is Afila Benos and Tav. I want to modify what I said this before. In other words, even if it's more than 1/60th, Rashi taught us before, according to Rava Lahalacha, it's mutter as long as it's bottle barov. So whatever's going to be in the pot, it's going to be bottle barov in the food. That's better, because I said before about shishim, it's not so clear. We'll see later about shishim in a pot. Number two, v'yod. The kaimel on nosen town of gam is mutter. V'zemi sh'arvo olav yimei ha-pesach. Hufag tamo v'dof nekli. 8 days. 24 times eight. Times seven there, it's a stroke. That's many times over nosen town of gam. So there's two reasons why we don't have to smash our pots, our earthenware pots before Pesach. We can use them very nicely in good health if the Pesach is over. Number one, it's mutter because it's less than a row. For number two, failing that even, it's mutter because it's no time of God. That's the Gemara. Rashi, Rashi, there are two reasons we don't follow Rashi. Two reasons. The two reasons why we don't follow Rav Lahalom. Rav has made the three assumptions. What are the three assumptions? One, like Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz Achapes, like Yehuda, there's a Raisa. Two, it's mashu, right? That's what we saw in the Chafetz HaRed, I'm a Rav. Chomets, Shalom is mana, b'mino osur, midim b'mashu, right? And three, you know, son of God. Notice that Rashi didn't say that three reasons, three strikes and you're out. Why didn't Rashi say we don't pass like Rav on all three? Rav is wrong three times over. That's what I would have said. It's wrong three times, Rav. Why is it wrong three times? One, we pass like a Shimon, Chometz Achar Pesach. Two, we pass him, Min Beminos Barov. And three, we pass Midaraita, Beshishim Adarabona. And three, we pass him, what? No, it doesn't come. Why did Rashi say anything about the second assumption? What's the answer? We're talking about after Pesach. We're talking about after Pesach now. Yeah. What's the answer about that? No, I guess. What's the answer? You're on your day. Yeah? No. What's the answer? I guess in your day is not found. You're right. Yeah, Father. Rashi the Shittos on top of the page. Rashi passes like Rav. Right? Chayin Aloha, the last wide line. That's all. Rashi passes Min Bin Milas Bin Mashu, Kolei Sirei Torah. So on that score, we don't reject Rav Lahalacha. He struck out two out of three. Lahalacha of the Yeridea, that we have the Yeridea, he's wrong three times. He strike one, strike two, strike three. He based on three assumptions, all of which are wrong, Lahalacha. How do you like that? That's a pretty tough. He did it. He based on the three assumptions. Every one of them is rejected Lahalacha. Rashi rejected two, he rejected all three. Okay? Wow. Well, that's for that reason they don't break up pots. Huh? By the way, you see from this Gemara, the fact that we don't break them, Shmuel Amaloy Yishaveru, that there's no need to sell the chametz which is absorbed in the pot. Some mechiras chametz forms, we look mechiras chametz barichas. Some forms say, we don't sell the pots, we're afraid of what? What are you afraid about? No? Tevila, you have to lose tevila because that's... Yeah, tevila. But then, 1 minute. I just saw that about it. Gewaldic. Someone gave me a book, a new book. Those who are there have to must. Come on your day. The book is called Dover Chorus. Just came out. A whole book, a sefer. 400 pages on Dover Chorus. On one or two Sifmin Shulchan Aruch. Sifmin Sadi Vav. 400 pages. And in that sefer, he has Haskamas Meni Gedol Yisrael. And he has it in a letter. I believe he has it from Shlomo Zalman, and he got the maybe something from even from Abel Yoshev. And he has there an amazing letter in the introduction, they said it's printed there for some reason, technical reason, it's printed at the very beginning, up front, and I saw it right away. Which Rabbi Yoshev Shalita wrote to the stipler. Stipler is Mechutin. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is married to the daughter of Rabbi Yoshev. He writes a letter to his Mechutin, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, you know, Chukhule Vechule. That which people in your town, Bnei Brak, but he writes, I don't have it in front of me, it's a great letter, it's worth Xerox, just for that letter. That which the people in your town are wanting to be machmir to sell the kalim on Pesach, and they weren't so careful to sell them what they call the balua, so they sold the whole kli, and the question that they have to do tefillah's kalim on. There's a whole page letter to explain why you probably don't have to do tefillah's kalim. Because probably they didn't mean it, they didn't want it, they didn't realize it, they didn't, whatever. A whole letter about it. But he says in the middle of the letter, what are they selling it for? There's no need to sell the kli, there's no need to sell the balua of a kli. I believe he quotes his gemara, he quotes Shimon Aruch. You don't have to break a kalim, and there's no need to sell the kalim on pay. They don't have mechiras come and standardize the top of the gemara. You see, this gemara klar, it's permitted the whole to keep kalim on Pesach with the chumash and balua there. Not a problem, don't buy your own balua. That's another thing you see incidentally to this gemara. Okay, according to the opinion of Shmuel Shri Fala, even Rav was only worried about after Pesach. He wasn't worried about having the balua on Pesach. Again, kids, so far I've learned three words. Kederas, Pesach, Yishaveh. Any questions, yes, now. Yes, sir.
We're associating the reason with noting Tom Lekha.
Yes.
By quoting Erev Pesach,
yes.
You don't change the water by the time of Lina Flora Fogemet, so sitting late to Ben Yomo.
We're talking about using this after Pesach.
So, but how do you learn a shus? The Lua Ben Yomo.
Doesn't mean, yeah, the Lua Ben Yomo is also Muslim. Yes.
Then where do we see after tomorrow?
Right here. You just proved it. Omar Rav. Kederas Pesach Yishaveru, Vamayel, Lashin, why don't you just wait, hold it until after Pesach? What do you hold after Pesach? Gaval, Bayron, Bayamate, on the Balua. And says, no, nobody. Yes or no?
Doesn't say
the fair,
if you cook that morning,
that
you're not over anything.
Oh. I just
don't understand
you.
No, you just said
we passed on Shavuot. Even Rabbi agrees to that. Because why is the Rabbi, why don't you just leave the pot till after Pesach? Because it's a different terror. Why don't you just... Just scream out, by all by your mouth, say, yeah?
The Rav doesn't apply because it's not enough to come here because I cooked it, I repent of the covenant.
You don't need those style of God. There's no by your own balua. Yes, ma'am.
Why does Rashi do
it? Because Rashi's bothered. If there's three at Terim and Rav has to argue with all three of them in order to ask the Xerim. Let's see, Rashi points out that Rav holds three things, there's two of them are wrong. We think all three of them are wrong. Okay? Yes. Well, you have to get a professional taster. I don't know if you can trust your own taste buds. All right. Fail our Ramah. Okay. Yeah.
And if that's true, then why is it, I think this is what you have, why is the Rashi bringing a Muslim on the
No, 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 no. What's below in the pot is not a problem. The problem is what's going to come out, or was absorbed in the pot, and will then be, how should I say it, extracted by the cooking after Pesach. By the time that happens, already it's a week has passed and it's already stale. Okay, we did three words so far. Any more questions? Let's do the next few words. Vamai. Why? Why would you break the pot? Lishhinu achara Pesach. Let's wait till after Pesach. Vila'avet v'hu shalom amina. And we'll use it shalom amina. What do I mean shalom amina? If I had, I make noodles in this pot. So I made a pot, to use the pot for noodles, it's true. And to make noodles after Pesach will be a problem according to Rav, because of these three chumras that he has. So I'll decide after Pesach, I won't break, I'll use it for vegetables. I'll cook potatoes and tomatoes and I'll cook all kinds of other things. That's min shalom amino. And Rav himself, at the very beginning of the sugi, Omar Rav, shalom bismano, shalom bimino mutter. Rav said so. Shalom bismano, shalom bimino mutter. What do you mean by mutter? What does the chart say? Mutter means benose. It's the chart means also benose time. It's mutter when it's not an osen time. It's when it's not.
It's
the Rashi, the Rav holds the quote, the Rashi's osen time is in fact also. So the question will become, as a matter of fact, Gevalt. How is it going to be mutter? Aren't we afraid that maybe it's going to be an osen time? So we'll see soon the Tosfos. We'll see. Anyway, but that's going to be mutter, because it's not after the mashal. Fine. We might answer the following question, the question the following way. Zeira dil ma'osu le'mevet mush b'mino. They made a gzera shalova mino, otu mino. Sounds familiar, right? Oh, it's over, it's a gavaldig akasha. I saw Rav, so we don't make this gzera. Only on Pesach we made the gzera, not on after Pesach. A mayor dig akasha. Who asked your akasha, though? Who asked your akasha? Tos says akasha. Mayor is a tos. Dilma otu le mev de mino. Tos says. Le'el lo gozah shalova mino, otu mino. On that Chof Testament day. So those Shchiach, she is Sarav lo chomet. How old does it have to get a mixture of one into the other? Avalocha, but here, lahatil, levashel behed. Eagle and mix. And now it's going to be routine. It's a freakish case of things that mix up. So Tos, yes, it's your cash, they give a very good turn. Fine. This is Rashi. This is Rashi. Rashi says, levashel shlomimino. The modi rav liel, the chomet shlomet manah shlomimino, v'mashu mutter. V'hai mashu choshiv lehu. This is called a mashu. Rashi is very cryptic. Why should it be considered a mashu? He doesn't say why. It's considered to be a mashu. He doesn't explain why it's considered to be a mashu. So now we're going to see the next two toasts that we skipped before. Each one discusses a fundamental. That's some details over here. The first discusses nos and tam of God. The second discusses the issue of mashu. So let's go one at a time. Omarat. Kidevas Bepesa Rishaveo Beperik Vasa Mesechus Avodazara Gabi Achbaro Meshichra. Oh boy. A mouse fell into the beer. Mesapkale. Ika Sava Rav No Saint Tam Lipkam Osur. Oh Mutter. If it's Mutter, so why did he ask for the mouse and the beer? Obvious reason. The Achbaro Meshichra Ashbuche Mashba. The mouse makes the beer taste better. That proves to what I told you yesterday, that beer stinks. The mouse can make a beer taste better. I mean, just imagine how bad it tasted before the mouse got in there. Unbelievable. One second. Whatever. Hold on, slow.
We wouldn't know about
that. Sarabas the Supan. Says Tosin. These feel a mutter. If Rav holds. That knows the time of God is mutter, and that mother is not sure, then the problem of the calm is gewalt. Why did Rav ask her over here? How did Rashi answer? Rashi gave a very simple answer. The Rav holds that it's awesome. But the Gemara of Odezor is not sure, so it's also the spouse. I feel the hockey, come up and shop for Yishave. Why? The knows the time of God, that's going to be the ever short. The mouse fell into the beer. No one allowed to put the mouse into the beer. That's what Tosus claims. That's going to be the ever short. Ava, one second. Aval lechatchila aser. Every case is aser? So says, no, not every case. Not every case is aser. Only this case is aser by a pot. Why? Tigaz rinon she'eino bas yoma otu bas yoma. Are these terms familiar to you? What's a bas yoma? Daughter of yoma. That's right. We pask in halacha called the most rishonim. It's something which has been used in the past 24 hours. Called a basyom or a benyom, I guess depends if it's male or female. Today was a basyom or if it's a male, it's a food, it's a benyom, whatever it may be. Not do a kavush. If 24 hours lapse, we assume that the taste in the pot becomes stale. So kazera she'ena basyom is mutter. So Rav Tosa says that even if you hold what? No, it's not mutter. Still, you're not permitted to use a kazera she'ena basyom. You know that. Everyone in this room knows that. That's it. Simat Pesach. Well, Pesach is an example, but you probably heard of ever set a tray for China. No problem. Wait 24 hours. Wait 24 hours and use it. There were some person who say so, as a matter of fact. We will see soon. Some person say that way. But we assume not that way. Why not? Food can't become tray. The terrace is. Why can't the food become tray? I have probably used, dishes we use now, or earthenware pots that they exist, still exist such things in today's world. We use for 10 years of pork. Ham and eggs every day. Wait 24 hours and I can cook for Shabbos. Why not? No time of God. I said, yes, if you did it, if you did it, I'd come eat now for Shabbos. Why not? But the Chatchil, you may not do it. Why not? Says Tosus, Zera, Eina, Bas Yoma, Hotu, Bas Yoma. How does Tosus know this? What's their source for this? Anybody know? Did Bukhiyah B'Shas say anybody? No Bukhiyah B'Shas. Well, we have the Girsin Masechta of Odazar, which says so explicitly, that the reason why you can't use a pot, Eina Bas Yom, Otu Bas Yom, is Eina Bas Yom, Otu Bas Yom. We shall see. Not everyone has a girsa, but that's the girsa. I'm not even sure who told us the girsa, because they said if it's on their own, they don't quote it for Shas. That's what they say. Again, the question was, if Rav holds no son of Kamas Mutter, what's wrong with the pots? Use them after Pesach. Answer is Gzeira Eina Basyom Atu Basyom. We're afraid that you'll make a confusion between one and the other. I told the sheep. Yes. Right. Good question. Rashi against the Gemara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah is Supek according to Shitas Rav, whether it's us or whether it's Mutter. Rashi just makes a statement that it's us. How did Rashi? How can make such a statement? We're not sure. Yes.
We'll come to it.
There, the mouth is intrinsically distasteful, right? It's a bad taste in the mouth. So therefore, if the mouth itself tastes bad, so therefore we are make you. 1 minute. And therefore, Rav will also have a scam as mutter. Vidyevin. But Abulhafa, ain't a pogam of a machmas shashah bedofne akli. For Ken, the noodles are great. Noodles are terrific. This came stale later on. So it became stale later on. That's more chomer. Because originally it was good. Even though now it became bad, that's more chomer. So we can distinguish in one case from the other. Because in the first case, Rav holds that it is mutter. Perhaps. Not sure, perhaps. And the second case, Rav holds that it's also. Have I got it straight? We've now gotten through the Gemara with the Rashi with 2 out of 3 Tosfos.
What was the distinction that you used?
There are 2 cases of Nosfos Kamas Kamas. A mouth is inherently distasteful. Because from the very beginning, the mouth calls it to be a yuck. Even the noodles fell into the pot and the taste was absorbed by the pot. It was delicious. Only subsequently did it become distasteful. That's more horrible. It started off, we call Tchilat B'liyoto Lishvak. It started off good. Later on, it becomes negative. The first one is the end. Correct. So 2 tables to the top. Have I got it straight so far? You have a question? I'm sorry. Yeah, ask the question. Let's turn to the Ron before we see the third talk. Turn to the Ron. Oh, my Rav. Today wrote the Pesach Yishaveru. The Svila, the Rav, the Rav, the Chometz, the Achazmana, Oskar Yudah. Fine. The Tom of Pekbasa, the Vodazor, the Samachet, the Afra, the Shnuffel, the Shikra, the Asre Rav, and now it's on the Pesach. La U Shikra, the Sapkalon, the Sava Rav, the Sam of Kam, also the Svila, the Mutter, the Mishum Hachi, Afra, the Afra, the Shikra, the Shbuche, the Mashba. Break the Rav, the Kasha. The Hechi, the Sapkalon, the Tisha, the Rav, Kedera to Pesach Yishaveru, and we see from there, the Svila, the Sam of Kam is also. The Kedera, Shena Batsyom, and the Sam of Kam, the Tosh is Kasha. The Tosh came to Terutz. Before I get to that, he goes on to a completely different approach. Completely! Yesh mi shetirit. So lo matzina le mifshat mehocha. Mishom da afilu ma de isle no sound of God is mutter. Hani mile bi yisurim shein osrim bin osim tam. So we say no sin tam of God falls short of the mark of no sin tam. Because no sin tam is a shva. Avo, chomet, she oser bin mashu. Kevon she'ein holchen bo, acha nesina tzav, afilu no sen tam lefgam osur, wowie. There exists a group of Rishonim, gedolim Rishonim who claim, we discussed yesterday for a minute, we saw Shechon Aruch for a minute yesterday, that no sen tam lefgam is osur chomas epesach. Because no sen tam lefgam is no worse than a mashu. Alright? This is the source, the Ran, the other Rishonim too, but the Ran is a very important source for this. Says the Ran is wrong. Below the Hirali, his opinion is incorrect. Why? The Haman Dishori knows in Tamlus Gav. How do you know it? Where did he get it from? As I told you yesterday, I gave you a preview. Minavela Sha'ena Ruil Ger Gamilah. The Pasuk. Bagera Shebishavet Nanavachola. Havodazar Tamlus Gav. The Ena Kruya Nevela, because it's not Ruil Ger. Even if it's be'en, if it's inedible, it's not asur. How can it prohibit the mixture even on Pesach? So the Ran says, if you follow the reasoning behind no satamas kamutter, we should follow that. What should follow? Not only the mutter by the vela, not only the mutter by Caleb, and mutter by all other Yisrael Torah, but also mutter by what? Chofetz HaPesach. Who cares for mashu? There's not even a mashu. Nothing. The vela. The vela shouldn't rule the gerah, she said. Oh. Then he has to cash. How can it be? It's not royal achila adam. Back to Ran, but kevin shenipsla melechol adam ain't a real ager. Veina kruya nevela. So why is it a problem? 1 minute. Ela mashma the hoch behocha the chometz bepesach afilu pogum is also. That's another Ryan number two. And these we showed abroad. What do you say, Rizal?
It's
possible enough for the same thing. Oh, the Ran's third. Answer the Ran as follows. La raye. So the Indian tumas ochlin hainu tama mishim the tumas chala atipi posel the kelim. Kidis the bevichor etap kol gimel amad vei. Don't bring me right to tumas. Tumas is a different thing. I don't leave it to a dog. He retains the status of tumas. I want to burn on the Pesach for. But it's reference to matzmeh of the Pesach hainu tama. Another reason. The fisha he makes she ruya l'shachka to crush it up. Ulechameya v'alkama itos acheros kidis osman pergel over. What does that mean? It's not qualified under the category of chometz has to be edible, but under the category of what? What's that called in Hebrew? Nobody knows. What is that called? What does the Torah call it? Sa'ar. Wake up about that. Sa'ar. That's what sa'ar means. Sa'ar means what we call sourdough, and we call yeast. It means that it's something which makes something or else rise. The chameya. Isis Acheres, it can make other Isis come into Chavetz. That also, even if it's not Royal Achilas Oz. Yeah, Boris. The sourdough is never Royal Achilas Oz, apparently. I know I'm not an expert in baking. But apparently it's never really edible. It's just used for its property as a rising agent. Okay? Fine. The Ran knocked off the rye. Fine. Knocked off the rye. Very nice. Abel, 1 second. Abel Vadai. He just adds the Nelson Tam the Gam Shori Bishari Surin, Hachanami Shori Bachamat the Pesach. The Kame Shakane, if that's the case, Hadra Kushya the Zuchte, our question came back to this place. Amalo Pashkin and Osam Ya, Meho the Rav, Virale, Nelson Tam of Gamas, back to Tulsa's Kash. So he quoted a Teretz from others, and he rejected it. He's back to square one. So the likelihood is we'll give Tulsa's Teretz. Let's see. We'll give Tulsa's Teretz. Let's take a look. Says the Ran as follows. Lab Kushim. Tafilim and the Amma Nostam of Kam Mutter Hanivile with the Yemen. Oh, sounds familiar. Abalachat Chila Lo. Which Terrence tells us is that? That was the first Terrence, correct? Yafagav. Now he has Yeshua's Kash. Yafagav the Larab EF Shishalo Lishbor Takadera. What do you mean? But this is the ultimate for the Yemen. It's smashed the path. Doesn't matter. But that's the qualifier to the Ran. Afiluhachi lohavik at the Yevit. In disrespect. Proof. Uriah Ladover. But I mean in Perikol Abbasim, it's a cool Kufir Alef. Ahi Pincha. The Ismalach Bo Bisra. What happened over there? They had a milchik of pot, which ended up someone salted meat. What do you do with it? Aspere Rav Ami. He broke the pot. Frek the Ran, Vik at the Yevit. Love the mitzvah, the shaya, the mocha. Wait a day. Elavadai pincho kedera. Afagav the torah of the shabron. Lav kedeyevet. Dom, it's not treated as a bedeyevet. Why not? It's a good question. Well, just wait later, bedeyevet.
No, that's not the other situation anymore.
No, the question is why break the pot? Wait a day, and then you can use it.
No,
if the only alternative is to, I say honestly, well, up to me, if I didn't know the Ran, I would say it is bedeyevet. Because the alternative is to break the pack. That's what we call a bidyevet.
So
the Ran says, what can I tell you? It's against the Beferish Gemara in Chulin. where the Gemara Chulin says that we don't treat it as a vidya, but I guess part of our expenses are thrown out. That's it. Yeah.
Could it be that that's doing that waiting is, doesn't make it into the other situation?
Yes, what are you saying? Wait. What do you mean? But wait! Why break the pot? We're talking about
break
the
pot. Right now you're in the situation, you have to break the pot. Oh, wait. It's like haroma. It's all, you're waiting to make it out of
Don't need to break the pot. Put it in the box and lock it up till tomorrow, then it'll become mutter. But the alternative is to break it. The answer is to break it anyway. It's not considered to be a case of a b'di'evet. Just one more line. Mashikos of Rashi. The Rav, really, it's not from the Kama. Also, ain't it a clue Rashi's wrong? Okay, yes.
So
does Rav hold the Gzeret
and not
allowed
to
crush the Gzeret?
It's
a Gzeret,
not
a Gzeret. Can't
crush
the Gzeret. Right, it's
a Gzeret. We'll get to that later. There's a possibility of Shoda. Yes? How is the Rav making Gzeret in the Vela case and the case of Kamsa Pesach, where the Vela case is fully inedible, but the Mashu on Pesach would be edible?
Good question. That's a great question. That's a great question. But it's not a question on Ron. Question on the Gemara. Because the Gemara used the expression of the Talmud of God and based it on the condition of the Nevela. And yet, the case over here is not exactly the case of a Nevela in the sense of it's intrinsically inedible. It's only inedible and only gives a negative taste. Not inedible. Who has Takasha? The Ron of Avodah Zarah has Takasha. Is there one of Avodah Zarah? Right there. Right there. See Avodah Zarah? The Ran of the Zoray Takasha. What's going on over here? What are you making a comparison? Ena ben Yomo is not inedible. So it's a little bit negative. If the whole source of the Vela, Shayna Ruhl, again, is completely inedible. So what's the Gemara talking about? You asked the Ran's Kasha. Very good. An excellent Kasha. The Teretz basically as follows. And I'll give you the answer to the Yeshua Mephoroshim. As a matter of fact, in this little Kutras I have over here somewhere, I think it's also found. I don't know where it is. There's a kutras is called Misora. We've had a few times in Misora. Some years ago, in the summer, we learned the Sefer about Azara, and I wrote some Haoras on Hagolas Kalim. And Yeah. Very good. Yeah, you asked the question, right? The question was, Gevalt, how can it be? How can we say that no Sittam of Gam applies where it's not completely inedible? It's a negative taste. The whole source isn't available. It's a Gevalt like a Kasha. But I want to show you what inside the Rashi in a minute. But before we get to the see inside, I'll give you a little bit about that. You know? You're not eating the tarfus. To eat tarfus, to eat something which is non-kosher directly, put it directly into your mouth, it's only permissible if it's actually inedible. Even it's not edible for human consumption. Then if you, we'll get to Akshavei later. We'll get to that Akshavei later, the Russians, if you're going to call Shavuot, basically it will be edible. It will be permissible, excuse me. One second. Here though, you're not eating it directly. All you're doing is you're having some taste from this inedible object, not inedible, from this object A coming to your object B. B is mutter. A is us. You're not eating A. You're eating the taste of A which has been absorbed by B. Says the Ran, wait a minute. Really the taste of A which is absorbed by B is butl baros. Elamai. Tam ki ika the rice. You heard of that one? Tam ki ikar the rice, of course, the Rav Rishon, that we assume that Tam ki ikar, if it gives us off the taste, it's also in our Torah. Says the Ran, it's only a positive taste. If it's a negative taste, it doesn't count. Negative taste not counts for Tam ki ikar. How do you know? You know it from the Vela. The Vela is completely inedible, this is only negative. That's the Ran's comparison. If you're eating it straight, then the only way to view it negative enough is that beneath the edible levels, anaerola kila klam. But if it's, what you're eating is intrinsically kosher, if there's something else on the outside is giving some taste into it, as long as it's negative, a net negative, I repeat, then it's good enough. interesting to have a discussion about the following case. Let they, to give you just a sarcastic stress, go a little bit further. The tape is a net negative, but it's a very small net negative. Because the object tasted, if I may, is a taste chart from 1 to 100. All right? And it used to taste 83. And now some other thing came in, now it tastes 82 on a 1 to 100 scale. So it went down one peg. You have to get a failure. Because there's 100 different levels in his mind that we can give this a... Good. Meanwhile, by going down from 83 to 82, you had a tremendous volume increase. Now the volume increased dramatically, but now you have much more than you had before. So maybe the writer suggests, quoted Shulchan Aruch one day in Yerodeh, we should suggest that maybe it should be usher now, because the net volume increase is considered more significant than the qualitative net decrease. So here comes a very interesting balancing act. Put the lunch over there. Where is Hosan Talos gone? Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel. 1 second. One minute. The Yesh Misha Chokhech, the someone who thinks, Lomar, Shem Higdil Lo Isa, Simon Kuf Gimel to Bay, Shem Higdil, this is the Rana Barazara, on the basis of that basis. Shem Higdil, listen carefully, Ha Isa, Midoso, Shel Heter, Ashu Mashbiach, Yosek, Sheokho, Begodo, Midoso, Imashu Poge, Behefta, Tamo, Osa. How do you like that? That's the Rana. Rana suggests this. Quote of Shulchan Aruch. Can I ask you a question a little bit? Right, so it's partial answer to your question. Okay? Good. Yeah.
Right.
He brings it. No, he has something very important. Very important. The Rana asks the Kasha, what are you saying? Al Gemara is considered to be Ketel Lachatkila? You have to smash the pot. That's not Lachatkila. Smash the pot to be considered a bit of the Evid. But Ron, you're right. But I could I do? Is it the fair shake of carrot for coolant? Was it smashing a pot of spirit of the chatchila? Is the pot going so expensive? Is there another pot? It's a big deal. Alright. So far so good, Rabbi Osai. You got it straight. Clark. Okay. Now, let's get to the lumbus of it. We know the fact. What's the lumbus? So the lumbus is really found here on our Torah Sabai. Yeah.
Sorry. The second reason the Rana doesn't like the one more time.
The Rana quoted the Yesh Omer who say, let's review again. What did the Yesh Omer say? No, Satan Lashkam is Osir on Pesach. 2 days in the Chabad. So first, it's not going to be. It ain't a real gear. Right? It ain't a real gear was even on Pesach. That's what the Rana argues with Svara why these Yesh Omer are wrong. I have a riot from that. Hey, you slugged up the riot. Just, the riot has him around the neck. It's like a question of the veiler. The veiler put their, if it's in a world of gas, you put their on Pesach too. So the answer, I both say, is as follows. This is the answer. Listen very carefully. The answer is, and it's not my own. Let's look inside of it. I'm not just watching it in my own words. Let's look in the, you all have a rasma. Everyone have a rasma of a copy? We don't have, there's still a few more. says, I'll read, let's start reading over here on the, in the Rashba, the fifth line. V'yo shamina miha talokeach li tashmish min ha'oved gelulim. Let's start reading over here in the Rashba, the fifth line. V'yo shamina miha talokeach li tashmish min ha'oved gelulim. What's a loman? Sounds like. Telechatchila osur lishtamesh b'kli she'eino ben yomo. I'm the Rashba, in the middle. The fifth line. The old. End of the fifth line, so we start. When it says you go out, you're buying a kli from a guy, right? You need to buy a kli from Caleb from the guy, and they want to do tefillas Caleb, right? But what about the kashering? Well, you can't use it without kashering it. You know what kashering means? You say hagol or leave, we'll get to the discussion. That's going to be next week, Mr. Shem. The whole sugan amud beis. You have to do something about it. You can't just let it be for 24 hours. The chatchila also the shtamish b'kli she'ena ben yomo. The afilu lebraisa the katanim the shtamish b'hen ashlo higil. Vashlal even mutter, akatari de lachatchila, et shadakol ahagil yagil, ve shadakol alaban yalaban. That's a mishnah, that's a sugyan, that's a brayson of Avodah on the last daf. Further, the garasina beper kol abosik, the Gemara Shteran quoted, how pinka, the haves beravami, the imlech babistra, vetare broke it. The emisa, the kol cliche, and the ben yamu, not the town of Gan, get the Rosh Tavis. Mutter the shtavish ala chatchila, amai tavra, the shaya ad locha balechel ba afil le roseach. So you see, Klaus says the Rashba, now what? Come on, I want to wake up, help me out, though. That you cannot be master or something by just simply waiting 24 hours. The Chenadin. Likdeira shabishel babasar osru lechel bacholov. You can't use a fleshing apart from it. Look, excuse me, we have by us. This is the most basic. Ask any housewife. Ask any kid. You can't use a fleshing apart from milk, because he'll tell you, everyone knows that. Everyone knows, the Rashba said it. Right? Afal pi she'ena bas yom, even though it wasn't used for 24 hours. The afal pi she'kisha bol'o hetera bol'o. At the moment that it absorbed it, was heter, because buster is heter. V'nifgam, and it became stale, kodem she'yavu l'de yisur buster b'cholo, before you mix in the milk. Doesn't matter. The kol she'bol'a min ha'shvach, it originally was originally good tasting. Afal pi she'chazal l'fgam, v'sofdofne ha'kli. It's also anyway. Why? Rowan on also, we consider it ki'ilu omeid b'shivcho. We make believe as if it still tastes good. With respect to what? Not lechatchila, not with the oven. With respect to what? Shelo la'atiro lechatchila mia. Not to be matir the use of this fleshic apart for 24 hours from melech. Lechatchila wouldn't allow it. Proof? U'kidei relz b'pesach yochichel. Proof is a Pesach. The same exact criteria. When it absorbed that it was mutter, chometz before Pesach is mutter. V'yad shlo giyah Pesach, chosra chometz liyot pogul. No sound of gun, 24 hours. V'amay asurim b'Pesach, why can't you use it on Pesach? Elo vaday, kol shebola min ha-shevach, la'olam osu l'shtamash bo l'chatchila. Ashiyagel etchadakol laagel v'yelaben etchadakol laaben v'zeh borur v'ikar. This is what the Rashi says. You and I would think he didn't say anything new. It's obvious that the day is long. It's social. Everything said is obvious. Yes, Abraham. That's what we'll get to that on the base. And Tera Bala by Chometz is a country, is a Kula.
Right.
Okay, but that's, okay, so far the Rashba is like Chumras here, not Kulas.
Right.
Incidentally, he says something that you might suggest, we'll get to it. Rashba doesn't really hold that way, probably. We'll get to it a little bit later. So, of course, who comes and jumps on him? None other than, predictably, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah. So first he quotes, that's how every Ra'ah starts. The first few lines he quotes the Rashba verbatim. Alright, he tells you, he said this, Adkan. I'm up to the fourth narrow line, Adkan. Udvarim Elu Kishgaga. Right, he doesn't waste any time, doesn't mince any words. The first, that's pretty good. Shgaga is good. That's really not bad at all if you know how these people talk. This is very kind. Made a mistake. Ukederos Bepesach Raya Barura. For Keret. He's going to use the same Gemara of Kederet Pesach to prove the reverse. The Rashi, I'm in the Ra'ah, Benek HaBayis, by the sixth narrow line. Tarmina the Gemara, Omar Ra'ab, he quotes the whole Gemara, quotes the whole Gemara, we can skip it, quotes the whole Gemara, da 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 da. Then what's this as follows? The Ra'ah is like this, Ubevadai, about the tenth narrow line, starts Ubevadai. And I moves into something which are the next toasts we'll discuss. And I'm just going to skip over it now very briefly. We'll the whole next toast about this. Ubevadai osur levata lisurin v'chol isurin shebetorah filim b'derabon. See, he's building up a case, like a lawyer. He said, Ein mevatlin isur lechatkil applies to chomis as to all other isurin. Here's the next point for us is more important for right now. Ubevadai, natlap. What's natlap? No sentam lefkam, mutter bechol isurin shebetorah, bein osan shehein b'shiurein b'no sentam, bein shehein b'mashu. Saying the same as who so far? As who? As the Ran, right? The Ran explained by Arichas, and he gives the same reasoning as the Ran. Why? The same reasoning as the Ran. The time of the head of the nose, the time of gam, lo choshim ochel elaka afra bialma. Right? What do you mean afra bialma? It's treated like what? It's treated like dirt. It's treated like dirt, nothing. Dirt. Oh. See, proof positive. It's treated like dirt. And then, but it clearly applies to Chometz and Pesach as it applies to all other Isur. Comes the Rashba, can't remain silent. So then when they go at it every point by point. It's mamish, unbelievable. So, please take a look at their Mishmeres HaBayis. The rest we'll see later, but not up to the rest. Yeah, I just want to show you this particular detail. And most by the next host, most of it. Although I'll show you one thing which will blow your mind in a minute. It's mamish, not to be believed. But before we get to that thing that blows your mind, let's take a look at the Rashba. Look at this over here. He says as follows. One second. Close the window, please. I'm back to the cold for the noise. Thank you very much. Here. He says, listen carefully. It's in the wider line, not the wider, there's how many different widths are there? One, two, three, there's four different widths. The second group of lines, which are not the medium size, we'll call it. It starts Inami. The seventh line in the medium-sized lines. That's two out of four. I guess it is. Four different. And the Mishmeres HaBayis. The line begins Inami. See it?
Yeah.
Inami. The call is Surei Mashu Osrin Afilu Lefgoman. That's what the Ran quoted from the Eshmer Farash. It tells you it is. Who said it? Not stop fly by night. Kedat Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zalas. The read. By Reb Alatosis. Okay? Now, are you getting wax him out a little bit? One second. Oh, and skip it out if you don't mind, about 5-7 lines. We repeat the same thing again. He says, the line begins, Va'afilu. Va'afilu b'sheinu b'nei yoma. The nosen tam, the tkam, osur. The kol shisur b'mashu, afilu nosen tam, the tkam, osur. Oser, kedas, rabbeinu, yitzhak dal. V'ikor. He likes the shita of the ri. He likes it. The Rajbo likes it. Why should it be so? Why should it be so? So the answer is as follows. The basis for no, listen very carefully, it goes back to your question. The basis for nos and tam lefkam being mutter is bittul barov. I repeat, it's not completely inedible over here. You're right. If it would be completely inedible, then it would be mutter on Pesach too. Correct, granted. But here it's not completely inedible. It's a net negative. So net negative does not qualify for the principle of tam ki ikar d'oraisa. But there's a ben. There's some taste molecules floating around here. So it's a net negative. So what? But what do you do with the actual chepta shalisser? So ordinarily we say, no problem. Butl barov. And as far as the time is concerned, it's negative. Comes chomis of Pesach. We can't get the first base. You can't say butl barov. Because there's no bitl on chomis of Pesach. In other words, the idea of nosetam lefgam is based upon the principle of bitl. First, it's a two-step. First is bitl barov. It's a negative time. But you first have to have a bitl barov. So the chomet to Pesach, he can't even say bitl barov. So the male nosetam lefgam is going to be awesome. The ra'oy and the ra'an eskakasha gaval, it's learned from the vela. It's learned from the vela. But the vela was completely inedible. We said it'll be a chiddush. With a net negative, it's derived from the veil. So the Ran explains that about Azor, because the Be'en is butl barov. Elevated time, the time is negative. But if I'll tell you that the Be'en is not butl barov because it's chomet the pesach of the mashu, then the answer is it's going to be usur. That's the pshat in this opinion of the Re. The Rashbo even likes it a little bit over here. And the Ran quotes it, the Ran rejects it, but it's obviously a significant shita in Rishon. It's one day in Shulchan Aruch. Based upon bitl barov, for those who want to get hold of this thing of Mesorah, let me explain what's happening over here. Either Ra'ah said it's Afra Biara, it's follows. So let me explain. I'll quote myself. Since you don't have it in front of you, I'll have to quote myself. Since it's follows. Now, the Rash behold, I quote the Rash, page Sadi Gimel, if you ever get your hands on it. What did he say? The Chorus Sova, the Nostan, the Fgam, Shari, Enu Mishim, the Choshev, the Afra, the Alma, as their Oset. Ela Mishim, the Kevan, Shayna Nostan, the Shvach, Ein Din Tam, Ki Ika Noigbo. Umemela Batlu Baro. Who says so? The Ran quotes the Rash Bo, the Ran is Navodah Zor. I never got a chance to open it up. The Ran and Avodah Zarah is explicitly that way, that the Nosen Tam of Gam is based upon the principle of Batl Barov. And when it comes to Chometz and Pesach, where you cannot say Batl Barov, then merely you cannot say Nosen Tam of Gam is Mutter. That is the Shita Sarash Bo, which the Ran himself quotes. Let me read it to you over here. Yes, it's your Kasha. The question you raised was, what was Usher's Kasha? What did he ask? How can you compare this to the veil? The veil is completely inedible. I mean, achbor b'shichud, it's very edible. Because it's a net negative. 1 minute. Here's the Ran and Avodah Zarah. No. One minute, please. He asks your kasha. Bavada ain't an ifstolim achilas adam. So you see, I'm a called ikat turt of the pagam shari. Why? I derive from the vela and v'chol ruya leger shmein the vela. Yeah. This is the Ran. If you want to look up later, it's in Avodah Zarah, page 64. I'm now reading the first narrow line. High the time of nation nechelas with neyatzva. Well, the fichas surash tipogem meachilas ger. I will eat a tarovet shalchem boachan esinas tam. Kol she tam a pogem atav shel tzas mutter. Fish ever some time. I derive a pogem bo. I derive from the vela. Look this. He says. Here it's a net loss. That's why Vani Choche, Korobani Loma, which the Shulchan Aruch quoted, that's the Ran sheet, that it's a net gain. Aval Arashba, listen carefully. Hit the Besame Torah Sabaya Sa'aruch, Kol Shahet the Merubim in Aisr. The Koyov Tam is the first wide line now. He says, the Koyov Tam of Gam. Dimishima Mosho, Doraisa Beruba Batil. He uses the word bittle word, the B word. It's right here in the Rashba, quoted by the Ran, at the basis of Nos and Tam of Gam, in a case in which, what? It is still edible. It's not because the net negative, as the Ran himself said, in which case if you have a large positive quantitative gain, it might be awesome. No, Hakdash Tashainik. It is Batul Barov, that's why. But the rice of the Baruba Batul. Dimishum Tama ain't kind of Tam. Kevin Shu Pogain. The Ran doesn't like it so much, but that's what the Rashba said. That's the Rashba who said that yourself. We understand very well. It's Lishitasa. The Ran Lishitasa, the Rashba Lishitasa. The Rashba is basing it on Bittul. Hello, Rabosa. The Rashba is basing it on Bittul. It's basing it on Bittul of the plot of Pesach. It's called as a Pesach of the Mashu. But the Ran says, he doesn't like the Rashba. It's not based on Bittul. If it's not based on Bittul, of course, it should apply to Pesach. They're both Lishitasa. Do you hear what I just told you? The Ran and the Rashba were fighting about Nos and Tal of Kama Pesach. And the Ran is mad, and the Rashba asked Lishitasam in Avodah Zarah. What's the base of Nos Tal of Gam? The Rashba is based upon Bittul, so it doesn't apply in Pesach. The Ran's nothing to do with Bittul. So therefore, it would apply in Pesach. It's from Mamash Haba Hotalia. We understand very well. There are other riots, which I don't want to go into right now. Okay. Yeah.
What's
it based on? Excuse me? Net negative. That's what we said before. If you have too much, a large quantitative increase, it might be different.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if it's the what would happen if it's good,
just
something that's disgusting
and not
edible?
Everyone agrees with
the
book. Even on Facebook. Everyone agrees with
that book.
He agrees with the Ran and the principle that whatever is derived literally from the Vela Shehneiru L'Ger we both even on Pesach. But what the Rashba disagrees with is in a case where it's not inedible. It's just a net negative. So the net, it makes it taste worse, but it's still edible.
The Ran never talked about case.
I understand. The Ran would hold that if right now it tastes worse because of the spaghetti, than it would have tasted without the spaghetti, it's mutter, because that's also dumi the Vela Shehneiru L'Ger. And the Rashi says, no, it's based on Bittul. There's no Bittul on Pesach. That's the Machlokas here in Avodah Zarah. It's the same Machlokas as the Shitasa. The Machlokas is as far as Pesach is concerned. That was explained over here. You look, maybe some people just get a copy if you didn't all see it in advance. So I'll leave you a copy, make more copies tomorrow if you want. Let me go back to the issue at hand over here. First, I want to show you a believe it or not before we go any further. It's really a believe it or not. In the Ra'ah. Just wake everybody up. I think it's a good time in case someone's getting a little drowsy. The heat on? You have to force up. No. No, it's not on? It's not on. You either get too hot or too cold. You can't win over here. Or too noisy. Oh. Rabosai. There are all said what you would say is the incredible thing. You wouldn't believe it, but he said it. They're all said as follows. Explaining our Gemara, Rabbi Osai, about Chometz. Before reading the Ra'ah, it would be prudent to read it in Tosis first. See how Tosis reacts to this question. But keep your Ra'ah handy. We'll come back to it in a moment. This is the toast we haven't gotten to yet. Try going in progression, in order. So far, so good. We're just trying to lay the groundwork over here. Says toast l'shinu l'achar ha-pesach v'lehmet v'shalom v'mina tema l'ri nei disvira l'an de tama d'chomet shibikdeira choshiv mashu. Rashi already said that. But Rashi gave no reason why it's considered a mashu. How do you know? How do you know it's called a mashu? After all, a pot can be thick, and we have to assume that the entire pot was absorbed with tarfus or with chomets, and maybe it's more than 1/60th of the volume of the food in the pot. So why is it considered a mashu? The Talmud gives the first clue. She'ein regilin l'shtamesh harbe biyachad. I don't know. Their cooking habits. They wouldn't use so much chomets in one shot. Don't know what that means, but that's the cooking habits of then. The Kovakal, even granted it's a mashu. As Rashi said, it also explained somewhat. Granted. The Kovakal Matzana, we all know the famous Mishnah, Eim Nevatlin Issa L'Chatchila. I feel it's through the Rabbanim Nevatlin. You can't be Nevatlin Issa. How do you have to cook in a pot which has absorption of Issa in it? How can you last your thing? The Yablokin, otherwise, Ma'awilu Chachamim V'takanasim Shasuat Shishim Ho'ol V'sheyachol Ho'osim V'Levatlin Issa. If it's Vatlin B'Shloshim, we'll add another Shloshim and make it Mutter. So what do you mean, what do you make a din of Shishim for? Either the Beferish of Gemara, that's Mutter. No. V'lo domi le'etim she'noshu min ha'dekel le'tanar v'yontim she'mar v'aleim etim v'chonim v'masikim beitzad avdalit. Who let beitzad? Beitzad avdalit. No, it's different, it's also. The ha'asam isim mukta in lo shorash min ha'torah isim kam. That's a chiddush. We discussed with Tosi Shanim and our Gimel and Beit that disagrees with this line. For those who remember, we're not Beit. Aval midi di isle shorash min ha'torah lo. There's two kinds of the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan which has a basis midarais and the one which doesn't. And Tosi here is assuming that mukta has no shorash min ha'torah. It's against Tosi Shanim and Beit of Gimel. Depends on whether there are apostle, ganata, asmachta, vechil, sheviu, etc. And Chomet does. So they're stuck. How can you cook in this pot? You have a batli still chatchila. Tosk is two terutzim. First, umeforish a rab Rabbeinu Yosi. Hold. What? I don't know. Hold the ika tarti le tivusa. Two good things going for you. One, juno sein tam le gam. And two, I think two goes together. Two or three go together. We'd say three, right? 2A and 2B. 2A mashu, 2B shlobamina. All this is going for it. A lot of coolness over here. In such a case, you may be mevatel isal lechavchil. You hear this? It's no style of gam, and it's mashu and shlobamina. Then it's mutter to be mevatel lechavchil. Ule dvarav tzarach lama. Tachi perusha. V'levet shlobamina. What does that mean? Isvir le lirav no sentam lechavchil is mutter. Otherwise, it would be awesome because, after all, the chatchila should certainly be awesome. You have all these things going for you. No, it's not gam plus mashlo b'mino. Then it's mutter even the chatchila. That's Tosfos' first terms. Okay, let's get to what the question. The answer. The question: how do you cook in this pot? Ain't a binyomo, ain't a vatli to the chatchila. Answer: Tosfos the first terms is it's the gam and it's mashlo b'mino. In such a case, it's mutter the vatli to the chatchila. That's the first heresy of Tosfos. Rima Furish. The Kev and Shak Deva Shal Cheresay. Im Yiyu Asurin Ve'elem Takona Zechoshim Diyevet. That's what someone, who gave that heresy a minute ago before Shia? Who did you do? But we said you're against the Beferish Gemara and Chulut. The Gemara said to break the pot. Oh, Tosfos says. Yach Agav L'inyan Yisa Kedera Shena Bas Yoma Asurin En Lo. We just said we got through saying that before. The Rajma quoted it, the Ran quoted it. Says Afa Pi Shein Latakon, have to break it. Says Tos, no. Shuv Dahasam Bola Yisur Harbe. So much Yisur, so we have to be a matter even with the Evid. Break it. Avalhocha Lek Ela Mashahu, small amount. Vahol Shalob Aminahu Yochol Levatel. Who could the Evid on? Consider with the Evid, no choice. You can be, you're permitted to do so. Now, committed to 2/3 of Tosfos, a pot which is made from metal. According to the second tarot, you have to kasher it, because there's an alternative. According to the first tarot, you probably would not have to kasher it, because after all, It has tazla tibusa. It's a gam and it's maslo mimina. Okay? So you got it straight on both sides. Told it's a kasha. And mevalid to the chatchila. And they give two terutzim. The first terutz is, if it's maslo, if it's gam, maslo mimina, is mutter. Even the chatchila. And the second terutz, we consider it b'dieved with respect to this halach. Yes, ma'am.
In the previous cause,
I thought Tosafot says the Kasha himself. Af al gav in it isa kadeir ba'ena bas yoma. Asvin la fish and a takana, the eyes b'di'evet, right? Asvin b'di'evet, that's when it's bala isur harbe. Then it's considered, we have to ask even b'di'evet, to break the pot. But here, we would not. Does that take care of your question, man?
No,
but
he said, I'll be
again, Tos in the previous Tos said the Nos the Tam of Gam Dafka b'diyeved Shari, Aval the Chatchila Osur the Gazvina she'ena basyom otu basyom. That Tos the Bevasel Omar. At the first terrace. Okay. I guess you're right. At the first terrace, it's also seen. Okay, let's assume that. Oh. Let's follow the progression of Osai. I keep saying we're going to follow, we saw Tosis two terrace in, let's go to the Ran now. Okay, we're just going to go in order. The Rishon will speak for themselves. Says the Ran. He adds some very pertinent information to Rashi. Uparchina b'gemara, v'nashinu liachas manan v'navu v'shlamimino pirish v'shem v'svirle the rab the chavash l'bezmano v'mino b'mash l'mino nosin tam v'yim toma nei shalom v'mino v'nosin tam man le'malon shlo yei v'pleitoso k'day li'tin tam v'akavlan d'bekule m'sharina. What does the kule m'sharina mean? You must measure the absorption according to the full volume of the pot, because you're not sure how much is absorbed, and the full volume of the pot is likely not one, is likely more than 1/60 of the contents of the pot, as the post can say. So what do you mean, why is it called a mashu over here? The post was very, very vague. It's called a mashu. Why is it called that? Not in regila. What in regila? Vamai. Nishri Tve Kidewas Bepesam Mikidewash and Isbashabam Shari Surin. Vamina Khulan Sari Zain Kadewash and Bishop of Bosley Vashab Bacholov and Bishop Nelson Tam. What's going on here? Tirtsu Vitosis. Look what he says. He quotes our Tosis. The Tam Chomet Bikdewis Iyev Shalashiyavel and Asinas Tam. Why? Shastam Kadewis and Mishtam Shimbohem Chomet Harbor. The same thing as Tosis. What does that mean? What does that mean? Put in, make noodles for the whole family. You put in 10 packs of noodles, into whatever, and you can fit into the pot. They didn't have pasta.
They didn't have pasta, it's only carrots, you can say.
All right. Okay. Varamban, Zal, Herich, Betiritz, Kushi, Zuba, Likutov. Give a whole fancy terrace. V'ein tzorech el kamosh kasad. There's no need to his terrace. What I said is right. Name of Tosfos. That's a, before we get to Tosfos. After the bechomet v'chayotzev al dechi ishtamish behetera ishtamish v'hashta less of the yisura be'enei hekilu levata lechatchila. Woo! Not the same as Tosfos. Not at all. What did he say in the Ram? He didn't say the what? Come on. Let's see the nuances over here. What did Tosfos say? Both Tosfos have the discussion. No, on both sides. No, wake up. You have a combination of different things. Mashu is one. What else? Litgam is another. And Shalom Aminu according to Rav anyway. We may not read that according to us. And that makes it Muslim. The Ran threw in something else. The Chi Ishtamesh Behesh Teira Ishtamesh. That when you used it, it was in fact Muslim. Why was it Muslim when he used it over here? What is we talking about over here? So when did he use it? Before Pesach. So now, Rabosai, this leads us. This idea of the Ran comes from the Ra'ot. We'll see soon. I ask you, Shaila. I cook meat in a pot. Now I want to cook milk in a pot. I'll wait 24 hours. Better wake up now. Then you're not going to miss a lot of what. I have a flesh in a pot, I wait 24 hours, and then I cook milk in the pot. Could you have a mutter for sure? Maybe she wasn't even a chatchila. Maybe we should only have to have one set of dishes in the pot. As long as you keep track, you shouldn't use a ben yomo. Well, you know who said so? There are all right here. The Ra'ah had one set of dishes. Did that wake you up? I guess they all like the Ra'ah. All these Jews out there all like the Ra'ah. Wow. One of the most popular shittas in the world. Yeah. One set of dishes. Let's see inside. Well, they trick. Well.
That's possible wrong.
Whatever. I'm assuming they're kosher food. No. The Ra'ah established one more principle. See, I'll tell you, it's great. It's so beautiful to watch how they argue with each other. Not true. No. Listen very carefully. Listen. Tosfos and everyone we saw until now made an assumption based on cooking habits. The assumption is that they weren't used to putting a lot of noodles in the pot.
That's your assumption.
So, today, we put noodles in the pot. Well, today, we put a lot of meat in the pot, milk in the pot, so it's not going to work. After the Ra'ah and says, what a chutzpah. What right do you have to project that the fine Jewish family didn't cook noodles? It's not a gemara. How do you know? The Ra'ah never suggested an alternative. Really, Rabosai, they cooked all they wanted to cook. They cook a lot of comments on Pesach, absolutely before Pesach in the past. In fact, they were all. So why do I call it a mashu? The Ra'ah comes up with a chiddush nifla, an incredible chiddush, I think it's incredible. Forget about Halacha. He said if you wait 24 hours, most of the absorbed taste vanishes. Not the common negative, vanishes. That which remains after 24 hours will inevitably be less than 1/60th of the content of the pot. Now that's quite a Torah matter. Yes? That most of the taste in the pot disappears in 24 hours. It's a whip into the air. I don't know where it's at.
It
wasn't a matter.
That's what Rava says. Big difference. According to the everybody else, as well as the Rava, so you can't take a flesh and part weight 25 liters from a liter. Because we know you use it for a lot of flesh. Chomets was different, they use only for a small amount of flesh of chomets. But according to the Rava, it's science. Post-modern science. The pot weighs 24 hours, it vanishes, most of it, whatever's left will be bottled, the mission should be in the cutlets of the pot. Then it comes out, it also works for chametz. It should also work for what? For bus of the cholot. So the ra'ah felt you only needed one set of dishes. That's the ra'ah, says as follows. He says, it's hard to find the place, it's about halfway down the narrow line. He says, Afkan the Chomet, and line ends the word for Chomet. See it? The Chomet, Achaz Mano, Shalom Amino, the Ika Kule Tuva. He goes to Ransfer. Chibola and Terabola. The what? I can't read it there. The Nifgam, the Odo Heter. Afilu Mushba. Mistama Ainbo Shir Kede Lesser. Why? The Mistama Kedera the Lapas Yoma. Bela Sheba Nisyabesh. Dried up. The aim to play Tosso because they know Sintam. Chidush Nifla Venoran Science. Therefore, says the Ra'ah a few lines later, in this such a case, Mevata Nisla Lechatchila. Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. Only by Mino, which is the Mashu. So then is a problem. So we all comment on Pesach as Mashu. We have to get new dishes or kosher dishes for Pesach. Because it's the Mashu on Pesach. Nimtzei Somer. That's the last seven narrow lines. V'kdeira shebishl v'basar. V'eina bas yoma. Shekol midos eluba. And all these coolest. Why all the coolest? It was absorbed originally what? Beheter. 24 hours passed and most of it dried up. So it's only a mashu left. And it said, Bola beheter. That's mutta lechatchila, he says. Umutta levashel becholav lechatchila. He actually says we only need one set of dishes. He repeats at the end again, the first white line there. Bechol midus elu sheyesh bebolach bebelach chomes lachas mano. Kulam levosa becholav. So on Chomets, the Rav, what the Gemara says on the Rav? A Gzeira ain't Amino, so Amino. It doesn't apply to Basar B'cholav, obviously. What does no Gzeira Shaykh over here? You're paying to use it for Basar. Basar is a Chafleshik apart. So you use it the next day. You use it on Sunday for Fleshik, on Monday, as long as you wait 24 hours in a minute. Can you imagine that? It's unbelievable. You have only one set of dishes. Sunday are fleshes, Monday milk. Tuesday fleshes, Wednesday milk. Thursday fleshes, Friday milk. Shabbat fleshes?
Yes,
no, they're both. They're the pot. It's not like I'm waiting my own for eating. It's just the pot itself. Isn't it amazing, Raw? Isn't it unbelievable? I mean, how come we don't follow the halacha? I give you two reasons why we don't follow the halacha. One, Mada. I don't think it's Mada is right. Is it true? I mean, I have to speak to the scientist. He's assuming that all things are absorbed in the pot, and the vast majority of it vanishes within 24 hours. It's only a mashu. Is the Mada right? That's fine. Ask someone who knows. All right, we'll try to find out. Anyone has a chemistry class? I don't know. No? That's one. That's as far as the Mada is concerned. Not only, by the way, is it scientifically difficult, but the Rashbam is a very powerful question of the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Mishneret. He really, at this point, he doesn't pull anything over here. He says like this. Yeah, that'd be clean. That's obviously clean. Right. He says, Gamash Amit on the fifth narrow line. We're both saying the fifth narrow line, so at the top of the page. Gamash Amit, the Bela Sheena Ben Yomo, Stoma Eino Ela Mashu. Right, that's the Rosh said in science. Says the Rashbam against the Gemara. And I have no teretz, but I don't have a good teretz. If someone can give me a teretz, I'd love it. Love it. I don't have a teretz. In Cain, Leman Da'ama Nos Tablet Gam Osir, in Bishel Mutter. Da'aino Ela Mashu. Right? Even if you don't have a Osir, but if you cook after the Tena Ben Yoma, it should be Mutter B'di Eben. Da'aino Ela Mashu. Because Sheshba B'shishim Mashu. What that was? Because she is for shishim. Obviously, some kind of typo here. Maybe chutz miayin. I don't know how to read this straight. As long as the bottle of shishim is butter. Who brights the katani abalokeh kli tashmim an ochrim and bona vodazara. If the shtamish behem osur, who kim the vishili abodazara. Kiman Dama knows the Tamil of Gam is Osir. Hechi Mashkagas on the Osir. Vabot of the Miyuto. The whole thing is wrong. The facts are wrong. It's scientifically wrong. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, if knows the Gam is Osir, Ene Ben Yomo asks for the Evid. Why? It's only a Mashu. And most he's true, except for wine, the Chumas, etc. Mashu doesn't ask for anything. That's his main kashan. The other kashan, that's, you know, he thought, you know, I gotta show you this, it's a classical case of a Rashbora off bite. Let's go by a little bit bite. That kashan, that's a great kashan. I mean, there always was must have an answer. I don't know the answer to that kashan. I don't know. If you can give me an answer, please let me know. The next kashan, there was no kashan at all. Gamashim Oma the Ain also the Vasa the Vasha the Pesa Mekleshin is Vasa the Berka Bais. After I was Machash is Din, it's Mutter. No Kasha. No one said this. This is only a. Dura'ah said it only for during the year for Basa B'Cholam. He didn't say Chometz. You know why not? Because Chometz B'Mashu. But there are his ad absurdum argument of the Mishmeres Tavad, but there are those who don't hold Chometz B'Mashu. To me, according to them, you can use your chametz to condition on Pesach. The Rabbi all say, yeah. So if you went to Rabbi Yochanan's house and said, dig up Rabbi Yochanan's house, and find, okay, you'll finally have one set of dishes for milkings, for flashings, for Pesach, all one set. We have four sets of dishes in our house.